Tony Grady for Nevada.
I'm attorney Glenn Lerner. You never saw it coming. In the blink of an eye, a car wreck has left you seriously injured. You made it to the hospital and you received medical care, but your problems have only just begun.
I'm attorney Kevin Rowe. After the wreck, how are you going to get the money you need to get your car fixed, for medical bills, for lost wages? How are you going to provide for your family now? Get the legal help you want when you need it most, right now.
Lerner and Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Randy Westbrook, managing attorney.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
This is Las Vegas City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. My commitment to public safety is absolute. That is why I have the endorsements of police agencies across the valley. They know I have their back and will never vote to defund police or limit their ability to keep us safe. That is why the police support me, and that is why I'm asking you to join them as well. I hope I can count on your support to help protect and keep our neighborhoods and families safe. Paid for by Friends of Victoria Seaman.
There's a child in Kenya, or Sierra Leone, or India, or Bolivia, who you could connect with. And through Child Fund, it's possible. We may be thousands of miles apart, but we can still connect with each other. And when we do, we make things better. We connect children all around the world with what they need to grow up healthy, educated, and safe. That's what Child Fund is about. Together, we co-create, support, and sustain connections that lead to greater well-being for millions of children who live in poverty worldwide, and their families, and their communities, and their countries, and you. Join us. Together, we can make the world a better place. Two small worlds at a time. His and yours. Visit childfund.org to learn more.
It's time for today's STEM tip. Okay, you know recycling is important. No one wants plastic in the ocean. Here's a cool way to repurpose a plastic bottle. Build an awesome terrarium. Cut a large plastic bottle in half and fill the base with sand, pebbles, potting soil, and your favorite plant. I chose an African violet. Put the top of the bottle over your base and place it in the sun. Your plant will grow sealed in its own ecosystem. Fun, right? Learn more at SheCanSTEM. A message from the Ad Council.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
What is it that the lieutenant governor does? I mean, we pay a lieutenant governor. It doesn't look like it's a full-time gig. Don't know. But we're going to find out from a guy that wants to be a lieutenant governor, Tony Grady, former test pilot in the Air Force and smart dude. We'll get a chance to hear from him. And what exactly is it that the lieutenant governor does? We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, we're 2:30 as we check out our conditions on the area freeways. It is breezy out there, as usual, it seems. So do look out for blowing dust and debris on area freeways. Otherwise, traffic is heavy on the 15 right now, especially through the resort corridor. Southbound at Spring Mountain, northbound at Russell as you make your way past the stadium. Major delays downtown through that bridge reconstruction zone. That's going to be both directions on Interstate 515 between Main Street and Eastern Avenue. And you're also slow on that transition ramp as you merge from 15 North over to 515 East.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this Sports Flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. UNLV basketball officially announcing the additions of Jackie Johnson III and Eli Parkent. Johnson, a transfer from Duquesne, while Parkent comes from Colorado. Johnson was third at Duquesne last year, averaging 9.5 points per game, while Parkent, he averaged just 7 points per game, played only 18 games due to injury. Vegas Golden Knights hockey, really important win yesterday. They knock off the Capitals in overtime by a 4-3 score. Another must-win coming up on Sunday when they are set to play host to the San Jose Sharks. Download the Score app today. Lightning-fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly, AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
Straight Talk Wireless now has the new iPhone 13 with Cinematic Mode, which lets you focus on what matters. And with Straight Talk, you can focus on getting the best deal. Our Silver Unlimited plan is just $45 a month for unlimited talk, text, and data. And it runs on the largest, most dependable networks. Now with nationwide 5G. With the iPhone 13 on Straight Talk, you can share whatever you want, wherever you want. Straight Talk Wireless. 5G-capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
And now a small business setback. Set to smooth jazz.
It's late. You're driving in the rain with only one thing on your mind. The deer about to total your HVAC van. But with Progressive's 30-plus customizable coverage options, you're covered. The rest is just saxophone.
When running your small business gets rough, Progressive Commercial is there to smooth it out. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
Twinkless sound.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
I'm Fred Simon, a constitutional conservative and a medical doctor by trade, not a politician. But now I am a candidate for Nevada governor. Somebody's got to fix things. In the process, I have come to realize that very few gubernatorial candidates have displayed any genuine personal integrity. Take the sad case of Reno DUI lawyer Joey Gilbert. Joey goes around the state falsely claiming his lawsuits allowed our churches to reopen. Baloney. You see, folks, Joey didn't file the lawsuit that went to the Ninth Circuit Court. He didn't file it, litigate it, or win it. In truth, Joey's name is not on any of the court documents. What kind of man takes credit for another attorney's work? A guy that cannot be trusted. If lying comes so easy to him, what will Joey G try to pull if elected governor? Paid for by Simon for Nevada. I'll fight for what you want, but I need your help to become Nevada governor.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Well, you know, this is the silly season. It's the political season. We are 57 days away from a primary election. And we are, believe it or not, we are 30 days away from the start of early voting. That's incredible. I had a chance earlier to visit with Tony Grady. He is the Republican candidate for lieutenant governor. He has an amazing personal story. He served as a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Air Force. He was a test pilot. Flew the B-2 bomber. He has a wealth of experience in management, and now he wants to help manage the state of Nevada as a lieutenant governor. I had a chance to visit with him, and I asked him, what is the mood of the electorate out there?
I do sense that, and I'm pretty excited about that. People are asking me pointed questions, housing, water, what do I plan to do with business in the future? So I like that they're engaged. But one particular problem I found is even though people seem to be paying more attention, it's still a tough problem raising money. That seems to be the biggest obstacle. So that's my view.
Tony, let me ask you. The question I get more often than not when talking about lieutenant governor candidates, and that is, what the hell do they do? Can you give me a synopsis of the duties and responsibilities of the lieutenant governor?
Certainly, Kevin. And the lieutenant governor is the behind-the-scenes man. He's a member of the governor's cabinet. He's the president of the Senate, pretty important with legislation, chair of the Nevada Commission on Tourism, chair of the Advisory Board on Outdoor Recreation, vice chair of the Board of Transportation, a member of the Board of Economic Development, a member of the Executive Branch Audit Committee, and also a member of the Keep Nevada Working Task Force. And probably one of the most important ones is that the lieutenant governor ensures that elected official positions are filled in the event of a disaster and let the citizenry know when an emergency situation takes place and when it's over. And that's where the lieutenant governor would fill the position of the governor if something happened to him. But a lot of people don't know that the lieutenant governor just doesn't do that, but also looks to all the elected positions in the state to make sure they're filled.
This is a question I get maybe more often than anything from people when you start talking about the pandemic and are we on the verge of an endemic? And the question is, why are we still in a state of emergency? You have a feel for that?
And my question is that I really don't know why we're in a state of emergency. It's interesting because the death rate and cases are down. One of the problems we had is that since we didn't have a lieutenant governor when all of this started, lieutenant governor didn't announce to the citizenry what was happening and talk about the effects of it. But one of the things that's really interesting is that the Governor Sisolak's declaration of the emergency has dragged on as COVID cases and deaths have decreased. Therefore, there's really no reason to remain in the state of emergency. We need to consider what his purpose really is. Since he hasn't sought the advice of the legislators, representatives of the people, we need a government that obeys the laws and governing the people and does not dictate as is currently happening. Thank you.
I want to ask you about some breaking news that's happened just in the last 24 hours. Governor Sisolak has joined governors from across the country in a letter to President Biden to signal broad state support for congressional action on a clean energy package to immediately deliver cost savings benefits to families. The letter, though, and this is what is interesting, the cost of climate inaction. Again, Steve Sisolak is kind of the Me Too governor. If another governor says something's good, then he goes, "Oh yeah, I'm for that too." Do you find that that's what we're dealing with here?
I would say yes. It's a Me Too because, you know, we could spend a lot of time even talking about the climate inaction. The issue is the Democrats really don't focus on science. They always say we're about the science and they're not. And in this particular case, the science isn't being looked at as to the effects of the pandemic and everything. It's really interesting that the Committee to Unleash Prosperity released a report on 11 April on the economic impact of the COVID response. And this is what we found. They found throughout the pandemic, many in the media compared two Americas, four largest states, Florida and California. Florida was often criticized by the health officials and media for remaining open, while California was praised for remaining locked. However, the study showed that the death rate in the states when adjusting for age and other comorbidities were nearly the same, but Florida's economy performed much better than California's, and Florida's kids lost far fewer days of schooling than did the kids in California. So you're right, it's the Me Too, and it just shows that ideology is more important than the citizenry in Nevada.
Again, Tony Grady joining us, a Republican candidate for lieutenant governor. And you mentioned that as lieutenant governor, your responsibility is to be president of the Senate. So you run the Senate. You hold the gavel, so to speak. Are you concerned at all, though, about having to deal with Democrat legislature creatures, the members of the Senate and the Assembly, that you're going to have to deal with these demos? Are you prepared to do so? And how will you deal with them?
I'm prepared to do so. And one of the big problems that we need to remember is that on March 6th, the Democratic Socialists of America took over the leadership of the Nevada Democratic Party. So we're dealing with anti-Americans. We're dealing with people that do not care about the rule of law. So what's really important about being the president of the Senate is that statutorily, constitutionally, I'm responsible to hold up the U.S. and the Nevada Constitution. So I am concerned with dealing with the Democrats. But being the president, I can stand on the firm foundation of the Constitution. So the Constitution gives me the framework that I need and all of the foundation that I need to stop anti-American legislation that doesn't help the citizens of Nevada.
Tony, let me ask you, education has been a centerpiece of your campaign. We've had three arrests just in the last 24 hours in our schools, violence against teachers. And I'm curious, they put out the guidelines a couple of weeks ago. There were new guidelines last week. You had a protest at El Dorado High School yesterday. It keeps getting worse and worse. It's not getting any better. What is it the governor could do, should do, when it comes to violence in our schools?
Well, the governor needs to refocus the education establishment. And unfortunately, the people who are running it right now do not really care about the students, especially in Clark County, since I just came from spending 6 weeks there to introduce myself to Clark County. And it's great to talk to your listeners. But the superintendent got rid of what we would call reform schools, or schools where students with behavioral problems would go. And there's a problem there because that affects everybody, and security is huge. Security for the teachers and security for the students. And parents want their kids to be in a place where there is security. So the governor can affect that. One of the things that I would suggest that the governor would do is follow the Nevada revised statutes where curriculums are controlled locally. I would suggest that we break up the Washoe County and Clark County school districts so they can be run more efficiently. And more importantly, we need to hold the administrators accountable, and they're not being held accountable right now. And I think when you don't hold them accountable, that's where you see the spread of violence occurring in the schools, because they're not upholding security.
That's Tony Grady joining us earlier in the program. He wants to be your lieutenant governor. We're going to talk more in just a couple of minutes about what has been going on in our schools just over the last 24 hours. Three arrests of students. Violence against teachers, threatening people with scissors. There's a lot of that going on. We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Nevada's 3rd Congressional District doesn't need another weak politician in Congress. Nevada 3 needs a congressman that's a real fighter, a congressman with a resume of impressive experience that'll go to Washington and get things done, a congressman whose only motivation is his love of America. A congressman who will listen to his constituents and deliver results. This May, when your primary ballot arrives, look for the name John Kovacs. John will fight to lower the cost of living for Nevadans. John will fight for our Constitution and the rights of our people. John will fight to create affordable health care to help the small businesses and their employees. John will be tough on crime. He'll protect our families and secure our borders. He will fight to restore energy independence, lower inflation, and solve our growing water crisis before it's too late. John Kovacs will fight for election integrity and fight against the radicalization of our children's education. Fight against the globalist agenda that's controlling our country. John Kovacs is the congressional candidate Nevada needs. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
From the depths of the Dollar Loan Center Arena in Henderson, Nevada, and accessed exclusively on the World Wide Web at don'tbebroke.com, I present to you the Loan Approval Machine.
Enough with the fees already. Bad check fees, credit card fees, late rent fees, and those huge payday loan fees. We can help and safely lend you up to $5,000 in minutes to cover your payments and avoid those fees. If you need the loan for one day, 1 week, or 1 year, it doesn't matter at the DLC. You only pay interest for the time you have the loan out. There are no application fees or prepayment penalties. Nothing, really.
Licensed by the Data Financial Institutions Division. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Political elites like Adam Laxalt, they raise millions from Washington. That's how you know they'll never change it. As Donald Trump showed, sometimes it takes someone new to make real change. I'm Sam Brown, running for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message. I'm not funded by Washington or special interest PACs. I've built a grassroots army of everyday Americans with a people's agenda. It starts with secure borders, because we're not a nation if we can't enforce our laws. And voter ID, because our democracy's at risk when we can't protect the vote. We need classrooms that teach our children, not indoctrinate them with anti-American ideology. We need real private sector jobs, not socialist agendas. We need energy independence, and we need to end inflationary spending and debt that is pushing families to the brink. The fact is, career politicians can't fix Washington. They broke it. I'm Sam Brown. It's time to elect new conservative leadership for the people.
Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada, the battle-born fighter we need.
Unlike other health concerns, mental illness is not always easy to see. Depression won't show up on an eye chart, and you can't measure it on your bathroom scale. Sorting out a mental health concern is not something to attempt on your own. You won't find a bipolar disorder by looking at a thermometer. Like many other health conditions, help for mental illness takes professional diagnosis and treatment. Anxiety won't just go away under a stick-on bandage. So the sooner you seek treatment, the better. If you or a loved one has a mental health concern, don't go it alone. Find out what to do. For 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Learn more at samhsa.gov/support. That's samhsa.gov/support.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We are at the epicenter of what is going on. A gentleman, Jim Dallas, joining us. We've got Ted Cruz in the state right now. He's going to be here tomorrow. We've got Jim Wheeler being endorsed by Ted Cruz. Also, he's endorsing Adam Laxalt for the U.S. Senate. And Jim Marchant gets the endorsement of Mike Lindell. The MyPillow guy, who, by the way, I love him. I respect him as a business guy. He invented something, and he created something from nothing. And the deal is, though, Jim, you're going to see more and more of these national politicians coming in and endorsing local folks.
Absolutely, because Nevada is very important. It's a flippable state. We do have, of course, two Democratic U.S. senators, and certainly a lot of people feel that Adam Laxalt he's got enough name recognition. He's been an attorney general in the state of Nevada, and a lot of people are kind of excited. He's got the Trump endorsement too, so a lot of these national figures are coming in, and hopefully if the Republicans can flip, let's say, Nevada, maybe Arizona, and maybe one or two other seats out there, it could be a big, big, big advantage for the Republicans for the next several years.
And by the way, Ted Cruz, his trip to northern Nevada is followed tomorrow, April 22nd, by a couple of events here in Las Vegas at the Adam Laxalt Las Vegas headquarters, 7670 way West Lake Mead. That'll be tomorrow from 11:30 till 1:30. The doors will open at 11 o'clock. And then he'll be doing an appearance in Henderson. This is Ted Cruz and Adam Laxalt will be doing appearances in Henderson, 3:30 to 5 o'clock. And this will be at the Sun City Anthem Center Ballroom in Henderson on Hampton Road. So Ted Cruz is going to be in our state. And I think basically you're going to see a lot of these national politicians coming in and endorsing this guy and that gal. We're going to see a lot of that coming up. And the dumb thing is we got 57 days to Election Day, June 14th, and we've got roughly 30 days to early voting.
There's a lot of money out there that's pouring in on both sides. But I noticed that Catherine Cortez Masto, she's got millions of dollars in her coffers.
She raised $4.4 million in the last quarter.
Yeah. I mean, it's just incredible, all the money that's coming from outside of the state of Nevada for a Nevada Senate seat.
And that's because we're so damn important.
We
are. Admit it.
It's a split Senate out there. It's pretty much, it is 50-50 right now. And I just don't believe that those Senate seats in Georgia went down the way they did in 2020. That was a real disappointment.
Raphael Warnock is in serious trouble. Herschel Walker running against him.
And Herschel is, all you have to do is listen to the guy. You can't help but like him.
Yeah.
And he's an athlete, and he is a man of color. He's a man of faith. There's just not much to dislike with Herschel Walker.
More coming up as we continue. We're going to get you ready for Wayne Allen Root. Raw and unfiltered coming up at the top of the hour. Stay with us. Lots more to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi, this is Amy with New Hope Tax Defense. Have you received a letter from the IRS? You're embarrassed to tell your friends, ashamed to tell your spouse, so you ignore it, and then another letter arrives. You wonder if this will keep you from getting a new job, or will the IRS seize your home? There is hope. New Hope Tax Defense. Our dedicated tax professionals will be with you every step of the way. Once a comprehensive evaluation is complete, we will discuss your options with you. Recently, there have been reports of companies preying on taxpayers and demanding their fees up front, promising to eliminate their tax liability. Don't be a victim to these fly-by-night tax mills. Call New Hope Tax Defense at 702-483-0220 or visit newhopetaxdefense.com. That's newhopetaxdefense.com to schedule your free consultation. We aren't a call center. We have offices in Nevada and California and want to meet with you. There is hope. newhopetaxdefense.com. Call New Hope Tax Defense at 702-483-0220 or visit newhopetaxdefense.com.
Don't let the stress of buying a new home or refinancing an existing mortgage get to you. With GFL Capital Mortgage, we make the process simple and fast, with most loans closing in 14 days or less. GFL Capital Mortgage will educate and guide you through every step of the process. We're A-plus rated with the BBB and 5-star rated with Google and Zillow. Call GFL Capital Mortgage today at 5292-444. Listen to our weekly show here every Saturday, clear to close at 7 a.m.
Licensed by the Division of Mortgage Lending, Nevada license number NB4265, NML. S64367.
I'm Adam Laxalt, and I approve this message.
There's only one candidate for any office who is endorsed by both President Donald Trump and Governor Ron DeSantis, and that's our conservative leader here in Nevada, Adam Laxalt. Adam Laxalt served as our Attorney General, taking on establishment elitist politicians from both parties. He's leading the charge to restore election integrity in our state. Laxalt sued the federal government, stopping unconstitutional attempts to grant amnesty to millions of illegal immigrants. Laxalt prevented gun grabbers from infringing on our Second Amendment rights. Laxalt preserved our constitutional liberties, protecting our property rights and our religious freedoms. As our next senator, Adam Laxalt, will take on cancel culture. He'll fight the censorship of conservatives by big tech. And Laxalt will prevent our tax dollars from funding critical race theory in our schools. Adam Laxalt will always fight for us. He always has, and he always will. That is why President Trump and Governor DeSantis are in his corner. Paid for by Laxalt for Senate.
My Uncle Roger and I used to come to the park all the time. I really miss him.
I miss seeing Roger. He's a great neighbor. I hope he's okay.
We should grab coffee every day on our breaks. It's been a while, though.
When someone is